following takes place between 10 a.m. in Kuala Lumpur and 10 p.m. in New York.
Hour one, and we're already late. Our plane is taking off an hour afterwards. I'm sitting here next to my friend Mark. What do you like to do on 24-hour flights?
Sleep.
You know, I knew you were going to say that. That's such a boring answer. I'm going to be playing all sorts of games and, like, ordering everything that I can possibly get my hands on and just trying to keep myself entertained because I can't sleep on a plane. You really have no trouble.
No, I do have trouble. That's why I'm going to try really hard to sleep.
So you have fun in Malaysia?
Yeah, absolutely. It was loads of fun.
Basically, we're going to have to keep this short because we only have 2 minutes, actually 2 minutes and 15 seconds for every segment. So we're still on the ground now. We haven't taken off yet, but we're supposed to take off in about 15 minutes. And when you next hear from us, we hopefully will have been in the air, and we'll keep the progress going from there. Anything, any memories from Malaysia you wish to recall?
Talking about memories in the first 2 minutes?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Probably not. We have to fill the time somehow, and don't know exactly what we're going to do. Well, let's just describe the scene then. I guess people are still walking onto the plane, and it's pretty exciting.
I suppose.
Well, this is not the kind of show I usually do. Usually I do an hour-long show, not a two-minute show, so I have to sort of try and wrap it up. You see, we only have about 45 seconds to go. So any closing thoughts before we actually take off and head? Where are we heading? Where are we going?
We're going to Sweden, which still makes no sense.
I still think we're going the wrong way. I think to get from Malaysia to the States, you should go to the east, not to the west.
Yeah. It's really silly. I don't understand the connection with Sweden. It's cold, and it's cold, too. Did I mention it was cold?
It is cold, but it's not that cold this time of year.
Yeah, it was, because we're dressed for the summer. And when you land there, it's always cold. So it's very unseasonably dressed coming here.
I'm going to have to cut you off there because we're just about out of time for this first hour, but the action will continue with the second hour coming up. Yeah, right after this. Well, it's only hour two, but already this is the flight from hell. They kept us on the ground forever. They're making all kinds of announcements now, but we're finally in the air. So I noticed while we were sitting on the ground that this flight seems to have been taken over by screaming babies. Usually you have one near you. In our case, it seems like they're spread evenly throughout the entire plane. There's one near us, where towards the front. There are two in the back. There's one in first class, and the thing is that they never cry at the same time. They take shifts. One goes off air and then is replaced by the other one, and they seem to have it figured out pretty well. And then we sat on the runway for a while all the other planes passed us for some reason, but we are finally in the air. It's, I think, about 10:45 a.m. where we left. It's 10:45 p.m. In New York. Actually, it's 10:45 p.m. the previous day. It gets a little bit confusing. But we're leaving on Saturday morning and arriving on Saturday night. And right now, I think we're flying towards Thailand and eventually landing in Stockholm. Looks like Mark is already asleep. That didn't take long. So for the next day or so, we'll be in the air in various forms, going over various places and slowly deteriorating and growing more and more impatient. It should be a ton of fun. I'm going to miss Malaysia. It was a fun place. A lot of cool people, but I'm sure we'll spend time talking about that in the excerpts ahead. A lot to look forward to, of course, getting back, getting reacclimated to the United States and all the excitement that that brings. They haven't fed us yet. They haven't brought us anything, in fact. Usually they will at some point pretty soon. And screaming babies seem to be quiet for the moment, so I'm going to try and sit back and relax the calm before the storm. See you in an hour. Mark, you awake? Hello? Thank you. Well, it's hour four. We've had our brunch, and we just played a rousing game of trivia, which I won. And Mark, you came in second place.
I was in second. That's right.
And we were playing. Three of our friends were in the back of the plane, and we beat them handily. Don't you think?
Absolutely. Yeah, they were wimps. Total wimps.
I just you can see the seat number of the people you're playing, and it's kind of cool. In fact, my record from the last flight is still there, and other people are from different flights are there. But you can see who you're playing. So after the game was over, I just got up out of my seat, walked all the way to the back of the plane, pointed my finger at them and called them losers and walked away. And everybody had a good time. But the questions they were asking were kind of, some of them were obscure, don't you think?
Yeah, especially when they ask about things like cricket and snooker, which we don't really know anything about.
No, we don't know a single snooker player, but yet we were expected to know the one who set a particular record. And we were expected to know what French soccer team played in what particular stadium.
Yeah, or how many, how many loop-de-loop things are in croquet?
How many wickets? Is it wickets? Do they call them wickets? Yeah, but you see, I knew that because I played this game once before, and I knew the answer was six.
Oh, so well, you're lucky there.
I was lucky there. If you play this game long enough, eventually you'll get every answer. What are we flying over now? Can you see? On the map, not the window.
Let's see if I can bring up the map.
Well, keep in mind, we only have... less than a minute.
We're still over the Andaman Sea, right? Looks like it.
And we're supposed to be there, right?
Yeah, believe so.
Okay, as we propel our way towards India. And then I think you were in the bathroom when he was announcing this, but basically we're flying over Pakistan and Afghanistan. That doesn't really...
Actually, no, we're not in the Andaman Sea anymore. We're in the Bay of Bengal.
But does the idea of flying over Pakistan and Afghanistan fill you with trepidation?
No, not really, as long as we don't have to land there.
Okay, all right. Well, there's that. We'll be flying over Russia and then Estonia and then into Sweden, which doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. I don't really want to be there. But at least we're having fun, playing games. I crashed my system, saw Linux rebooting going on.
Yeah, you got to see what I saw.
Yeah.
It happened to me on the way here.
Maybe it'll happen again. Looks like our time is up. We'll be back in an hour. All right, we're into hour five, and apparently I'm already feeling the effects of not getting enough sleep last night because I just discovered that hour three did not record, which those of you listening probably already have realized. And while we were recording hour five just a moment ago, I suddenly realized that I didn't have the microphone plugged in. So it seems like it'll be a miracle if I can get through 24 hours of actually doing this smoothly. And again, I apologize to you, Mark, because you gave a brilliant dissertation just now on what we've been going through and what we're actually experiencing right now at this moment.
Well, we were experiencing turbulence over India, but it seems to have stopped.
And you expressed it so much better when we were experiencing the turbulence. We were bouncing all over the place.
Yeah, well, it's hard to be really emphatic about hating turbulence if there's no more turbulence.
See, the thing is, what this program lacks so far, we're into the fifth hour, and if this were the program 24, by the fifth hour, you'd definitely have some kind of a plot going. You'd have all sorts of tense situations and people running around, and you'd want to know what's going to happen in hour six. And right now we're just pretty much at the stage of trying to figure out how to turn the machine on and record it. So I guess we're just going about it a little bit slower in a different way. We've been messing around with various things here. We discovered some kind of a bug in the chess program on the airplane. There's a program here where you can play chess with any other player, any other passenger on the airplane. Unfortunately, nobody else seems to have gotten on. But every time you connect to the program, it tells you your name. And every time you connect, you're a different name. I've been Mike. I've been Jane. I've been Anne. And it doesn't matter if you change the name yourself. As soon as you exit the program and go back in, you're somebody else, which is odd because I don't see anybody else coming in and playing the game. Do you have any idea?
You forgot the strangest part of that bug is if your name comes up as captain randomly, you can actually fly the plane with your remote control.
You see, I know that's not true because you can only put four characters into the name. So,
Captain, C-A-P-N.
I thought it'd be C-A-P-T.
No, like Captain Crunch, C-A-P-N.
Well, that's the only captain that does it that way. All right. Well, obviously there's a bug of some sort that we're trying to figure out how to exploit. And we just had the duty free wagon come by. You know, I've never bought duty free in my life, but I had all these extra ringgits.
Yeah, me too.
Ringgits are the currency in Malaysia. What did you buy?
I bought some jewelry as a gift.
I wanted to buy a stewardess. Let me clarify. I, 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 um, kind of a doll of a stewardess. That doesn't sound right either. A miniature stewardess that they were selling.
A toy stewardess.
Yeah, and it was in the book, in the little duty free book, which I never look at. And so I picked it, and the guy says, "We haven't sold that in years. No one's ever asked for that before."
Wow.
So I wound up with a bear, Malaysia Air bear.
Captain Bear.
Oh, great. And I just worry that I'm going to have all these bears showing up in my house now because people are going to see the bear and think that that's what I like to collect.
Hey, you feel that? The turbulence is back.
Okay, turbulence has kicked in. We have less than a minute in this hour. What are you feeling right now with the turbulence?
Extreme distress, as you can tell by the sound of my voice.
This is the tension. This is the tension, the stress we've been looking for. Now people are going to look for hour six and wonder what happened.
I have a sick feeling in my stomach, a slight headache. You know, all that good stuff.
Fortunately, you're sitting in the aisle seat, so...
Yeah, in case I need to get up.
Get up quickly. Although you can't get up because the seatbelt sign is on.
That's true.
Don't you hate it when turbulence kicks in and the captain turns on the seatbelt sign and then forgets about it for the next 6 hours?
I tend to ignore it if that happens. If they tell me to sit down, then that's another story.
Oh, I see our time is almost up for fifth hour. We're hitting some big bumps now as we cross over.
I expect to drop any moment.
Yeah, well, I see Kathmandu is on the radar, so I guess I could definitely do it. It's pretty high up, and that causes some problems sometimes. But we're going to sign off now, and hopefully when we come back in the sixth hour, things will be a little bit calm. But I'm sure there'll be another problem then, something else to look forward to. It's hour six. We're somewhere over India. The turbulence has let up a little bit. I've had a beer, which is very nice. And I set a new record for my trivia contest in case anyone ever flies. What is it, Malaysia Air or Air Malaysia? I can never get there.
I'm not exactly sure myself.
It's the big airline that goes to Malaysia. Just go to the game section, go to leisure, and go to the third screen. You'll see a game called In-Flight Trivia Challenge. And number one with 6,200 points is someone named Hacker. So I think that's pretty cool and fun. Anything exciting happened to you in the last hour?
Not really. I went to the bathroom, came back.
You went to the bathroom while the no seatbelt sign was on.
Yeah, but it went off while I was there.
Yeah, but you didn't know that was going to happen. I was afraid.
That made it okay, though.
Well, there was a video they showed us at the beginning of the flight. And it showed stewardesses going up to people and saying, "Excuse me, ma'am, would you mind heading back to your seat?"
Because right, but she asked her after she came out of the bathroom.
Well, that's kind of dumb.
Well, she can't ask her in the bathroom.
Yeah, they can't really get to you in there, can they?
Oh.
I never thought of that. But yes, the no seatbelt sign is off. Maybe I'll visit the bathroom. I haven't been there yet. I hear it's very nice.
Yeah, it's actually very pleasant.
Does it actually suck whatever you flush out? You hear that? Tremendous air pressure.
Yeah, there is a lot of pressure.
Something to think about. You know, it's amazing. It's only, what time is it in New York right now? It's about 2:45 in the morning, and it's about 2:45 in the afternoon where we just left. And it's staggering to me to realize that we're not actually going to be on the ground in New York until something like 8:30, 8:45 at night. So we have so much ahead of us.
You know, there are still people who believe the Earth is flat.
Well, those people, I don't think, are on this plane, because I don't know where they think they were going.
Well, they don't believe that what we're doing right now is even possible.
Well, as we close off this hour, what are your hopes and ambitions for the next hour?
Maybe world peace by the time we land?
That's not in the next hour, though.
You don't think it could happen?
We can't land in the next hour. I sure hope not.
Oh, well. No, well, maybe the world peace will happen in the next hour. By the time we land, we'll hear about it.
Well, maybe, but let's just hope that the next hour... starts with something more interesting than this. Well, if you ever want to make time go by on an airplane trip, just try playing a good game of chess. I just spent the last hour or so playing one of our traveling companions in the rear of the aircraft. And it took a while to beat them soundly, but I did the job and felt pretty good. Mark, are you awake?
Yeah, barely.
You were watching a movie, were you not?
Yeah, I fell asleep on it, though.
What movie put you to sleep?
The movie didn't put me to sleep. The fact that I'm tired, dude. I was trying to watch Mr. Brooks.
Well, I'm sorry you weren't able to get through it. Oh, is this the person who lost the game? I'm sorry, you left the game before I got a chance to checkmate.
Don't worry, the mic's probably not even on.
Yeah, it hasn't been on the last few times, but we've been playing games all throughout the airplane, and it was a good match. You ran well.
Yeah.
You ran from all my men quite well for a very long time.
I apologize that I really didn't give my best effort because I was tired as all hell.
Well,
so it wasn't really a true win in that respect. And at the end, I was like, do I want to play five more moves when you take 2 minutes per move and I take 2 seconds to choose? I was like, no more 10 minutes.
Well, it's like when you need to put someone out of their misery, when you need to plunge the dagger in, there's so many ways of doing it. You just want to know the best way. Do you use the knight? Do you use the rook? Do you use the queen? Well, actually, I lost the queen, didn't I? But regardless, it was fun. It killed an hour, didn't it?
It did kill an hour.
So what are you guys doing back there in the back row?
Actually, we're thinking of doing some elevator action. Nintendo NES emulator.
Well, you have a computer of your own back there.
Yes, we do. We do.
I got a game player too, but I haven't had any real reason to take it out.
We have 50,000 games here, and we're using our own equipment.
Yeah, well, we kind of got bored without being able to interface with the system properly, other than just straight crashing it. But
all right, we only have about 10 seconds left. So, any impressions of Malaysia? Did you like it?
I'd like to move there.
You'd like to move to Malaysia?
That is true.
Okay, well, it's definitely on the other side of the world. We're in our 7th hour of travel now, and we'll be back in a couple of minutes with hour number 8. Maybe by then we will have played another game.
That we will.
All right, Mark, go to sleep.
Okay, I'm going to sleep.
Yeah. Hour 8 on the airplane. Getting a little bit fed up. Seems like we've been here forever. I just looked at the map, and we're flying almost directly over Kabul, Afghanistan, which I guess
it's Kabul.
Are you going to correct my pronunciation now?
Yeah, it's not Kabul.
Well, maybe in Suffolk County, we say it the other way. But regardless, Afghanistan. Yeah, kind of a tense place, and we're flying right over it now. A little bit of turbulence, more screaming babies. They're screaming now in all different ways. They're not just crying, they're laughing too. I don't know which is more annoying, the laughing or the crying. We're still looking for a plot, you know, some kind of a... do you want any orange juice? Okay,
juice?
No, I'm fine. I've had enough liquid.
Yeah.
Yeah, they keep bringing stuff to us, but I think they're going to bring more food to us at some point.
That would be nice.
That would be good. We're about due for that. We've been in the air now for quite some time. I think... We're still looking for an ongoing plot that takes place on this airplane.
What plot?
Well, I don't know, something that continues from hour to hour, because right now we're just sort of giving reports every hour, and then, you know, they stand alone, it's fine. You know, when it goes into syndication and they repeat them individually, they'll each stand on their own, but I'd like for the thing to work as an entire piece as well. You know, a story has a beginning, a middle, and an end.
Well, we are on a plane.
We are on a plane, and that is the theme, that is the thread that holds us together. You're playing a video game. What video game are you playing?
I'm playing, this is actually a GP2X. It's a handheld device that was released in Korea. And I'm actually playing MAME on it, all the old arcade games, to pass the time, that's all.
It's like you're having a ball.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's good to be entertained on the airplane, and I certainly have been. I just read the news, live news feeds into this thing. I saw some TV shows, maybe I'll watch a movie. Playing some video games, still savoring that victory in chess. And I guess it also would be good to let people know that where I am right now when you're listening to this, I'm probably somewhere in Austria, but that's a whole other story.
What?
Yeah, I'm in Austria now. You didn't know that?
What do you mean?
Well, I'll be going to Austria when this is playing on the air. You know, we can't talk about it. We're out of time. So we're into the 9th hour, and just to continue the point I was making in the 8th hour, yes, we'll be in Austria during the time of this program. And the reason we do it that way, it used to be that if I went away or something, I simply would air a repeat of the program, or maybe just not do it at all and have somebody fill in and play music or something like that. And the reason why I try to do a recorded show while I'm away is because... Well, at least it's something. It's something different. It's something new. It might be completely uninteresting to those of you out there hearing me riding on an airplane for 24 hours, but at least it's something that I've never done before, and I can promise you it's something I'll never do again. So, in that sense, at least we're creating some new bit of material. And who knows? Who knows how it will wind up sounding? As far as the week after this week, I'm still going to be away. I'm not sure exactly what I'm going to be doing then. What am I doing in Austria? Good question. There's a group of people known as the Monochrome Collective. They're hosting a conference. I'll be at that in Vienna. And then the following week in Pisa, in Italy, I'm going to be at a what's known as the 10th anniversary hacker meeting, I believe is the proper terminology. So it's all kinds of interesting things that I'll be talking about, people I'll be seeing, things like that. But the way I see these programs as developing is kind of a time capsule. You look back on them. I listen to programs from the 1980s, and I hear things that are just completely different than today. So it's always good to kind of capture what's around you. And in that regard, I'm wondering in the future, maybe airplane travel, maybe in 10 years from now, 20 years from now, it won't take so long to get from Malaysia to New York. Maybe we'll do it in 10 hours instead of 24. I don't know, Mark, since you're here, I'd like to ask you, what do you think the future will be like, say, I don't know, 10 years from now, 15 years from now, 20 years from now? Do you think there'll be any real noticeable difference technologically?
That's kind of a loaded question.
Actually, I'm afraid we're out of time. You're going to have to answer that question in the next hour. Okay, it's hour 10. I'm sorry, Mark, I didn't mean to ask a question at the very end like that and then just leave it hanging. But so many things going on here and the time goes by so fast. You were watching a movie. I was watching a French film called Ensemble Say 2, which turned kind of silly, actually. What were you watching?
I don't know, but I'm sure it was a movie I've seen 80 times already.
Don't even know what you're watching. Just staring straight ahead at the screen. Well, anyway, let's not have the same problem happen here. We were talking about how things might change in the future, like what this trip might be like, say, 20 years from now. Do you think airplanes will improve and maybe take a better route to get across the world?
The only way it could possibly improve is if they put you to sleep until you get there.
Well, a lot of people are asleep. A lot of people go to sleep on their own. Why can't we do it?
I don't think... That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about being knocked out until you arrive. This is just a gigantic waste of time.
You mean like suspended animation?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
But you see, it still would be a waste of time because the time would be passing. You couldn't stop the world.
Right, but you wouldn't feel it, though.
That's true. That's true. I guess you would say the time has not exactly been flying by. No pun intended.
Not exactly, no.
Well, it seems to me that doing this little bit every hour or so, it seems to be coming pretty quickly. So that's at least somewhat making the time go by. But, yeah, I could see it droning on a bit. What suggestions might you pass along besides the science fiction, putting people to sleep for the whole day, to airlines that have long hauls like this?
I don't know.
How about some more space?
Yeah, more space is always good, but then they wouldn't be able to fit as many passengers, though, right?
That's okay with me. I don't like most of these people.
You know what would be cool? A gourmet chef. Yeah, that's it. A gourmet chef.
And how about some showers? Why is it so hard to install showers in airplanes? I mean, they do them on boats. Every single cabin has a shower. They could do it here, and believe me, it would be helpful to a lot of us.
How about a gourmet chef while you're in the shower?
How about a ban on babies crying?
Yeah, that would be a good thing, too.
All right. Hey, we're out of time, but we'll see you at the 11th hour. That will be coming up next. And it is the 11th hour. We've been traveling now for over 11 hours, almost at the halfway point, somewhere over Russia, heading towards our destination, Stockholm, Sweden. You know, it strikes me that I have absolutely no idea what time it is there. Is it?
We're way past the halfway point. What are you talking about?
Well, the whole journey is 24 hours.
Well, that's the whole journey.
Yeah. Past the halfway point to Stockholm.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know, when we get to Stockholm, we're still pretty far from home.
Yeah, we still have, I think 5 or 6 hours left.
I think that's wishful thinking. But is it daytime or nighttime? I can't keep... I'm so confused.
It's afternoon in Sweden.
It's afternoon. Yeah, but it has to be because it's light outside. Yeah. In fact, this is the longest day of our lives because we took off at... we didn't take off till about 10 in the morning on Saturday, and we're arriving at 7. Or no, we're arriving at like 8 on Saturday night. But it'll still be light, and it'll still be Saturday. Right? It's going to be like a full day has passed by.
It'll still be Saturday? Oh, look, it's the food.
So are we supposed to select something? It gives you a choice of three. Okay. beef steak with potato, roast chicken with steamed rice, or pasta penne vegetarian. Well, you have numbers on the back. What if you press the phone thing? I'm gonna select roast chicken with steamed rice and see what happens. I hit a 2, and nothing happened. Why give us a choice? Oh, they just gave us napkins and they've taken them back. The kind you wipe your face with. Well, I guess food is coming then.
I feel like any two of them at this point. It's been so long since we eaten last.
Yeah, they really do need to feed us more. And this meal, I get a glass of white wine. I always ask for a glass of white wine, and on this airline, it's free. And
is
it makes
really?
It is, yes. You should get one too. In fact, if you get one,
make me tired again.
Then you give it to me, and I have 2 glasses of wine.
Well, I suppose, yeah.
You don't lose anything in this deal.
No, that's true.
It's a win-win for me. So, yeah, it makes the flight go a lot better. It really does. And it's just nice when they give you things. I need to walk around a little bit, too. I mean, 11 hours, and I've barely walked around. When we speak to you next, we'll be about an hour away from Stockholm. And you'll hear the excitement in our voices. We are at hour 12, which means officially we are halfway through this journey. How does that make you feel?
Overjoyed, I guess.
I can tell. I'm overjoyed too. I mean, I feel like I've been traveling forever. We're going to be in Sweden soon, which is the last thing I really would expect to be in at this stage. I'm feeling tired for some reason. How about you?
I've been feeling tired since we took off.
Well, considering we got like 4 hours sleep last night, and it's like 9 o'clock at night where we came from, but it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon where we're going, but it's 9 o'clock in the morning where we're ultimately going. So it's so crazy. But anyway, the thing is, we haven't really talked about Malaysia very much. What are some of your favorite memories of Malaysia?
Just walking around the city.
It's a nice city to walk. Well, actually, it's hard to walk around because there aren't many sidewalks, but there are a lot of things to see.
Yeah, there's the towers and the other tower.
Yeah, I went on the other tower yesterday.
The
other tower is known as the KL Tower. KL being Kuala Lumpur. They always say KL. And it looks like a big TV tower. You go up there, look around the city.
It's like the Space Needle from Seattle.
Yeah, like that too. It's got a big antenna on it. And then there are the Petronas Towers. Now, those are the twin towers.
Right.
And they're taller than our twin towers used to be, right?
Also known as KLCC, yeah.
That's right. Now, here's something I learned. I'd never seen these buildings in person before. They're very majestic and big. And it's really the only other twin towers that ever existed in the world.
That's not true. There's twin towers in Brazil, too.
That tall?
No.
Okay, well, that's
not
what I mean.
But they're called twin towers.
They're very tall. But here's the thing, and this is what really surprised me. They don't have an observatory on the top of it.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah, that little bridge that you see that connects the two of them, that's where the observatory is. It's 44 stories up.
It's only like a third of the way up.
It's ridiculous, because if you stand there, you see buildings next to you that are taller. So I don't understand. What were the people thinking who built the Petronas Towers not to put an observatory on the top of the thing? For God's sake, people, wake up.
Even going to the top of the KL Tower, you're higher up than that walkway going.
I think our hotel is higher up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's something that I definitely would have changed. Well, that's it for the 12th hour. I guess next time we talk to you, we'll be in Sweden? Could that be right?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, we'll find out soon enough. So we just heard a rather confusing message on the PA system as we're still not in Stockholm, unfortunately, but we're about, I guess, 20-30 minutes away. And they said that we have to take everything off the plane that we brought with us, and anything that we don't take will be destroyed. Did I hear that properly?
How do you suppose they destroy it?
I don't know. I feel like leaving something...
Laser beams or something?
Let's leave something that's really hard to destroy to see how they destroy it. But this is true, because when I came... over the other way, I left some newspapers on my seat thinking that I'd be able to come back and read them, and they were gone.
No, they were destroyed.
Not
just gone, because something that's gone could come back.
It never came back.
They were destroyed.
That's sad to know. And now they're announcing in yet another language. They just did the Malaysian announcement. That means they're saying something that we don't know.
He's saying something different.
He didn't say it in English.
English to follow.
Maybe, but English was coming first. Now it's back to Malaysian first. All right, so anyway, the next time you hear from us will definitely be in Stockholm. What are we going to do in Stockholm?
Maybe we'll find some reindeer meat.
Yeah, there's a convenience store inside the terminal they let us hang out in that has reindeer meat.
Lingonberries?
They have all sorts of weird things. It's a strange place. Oh, it's English now. Cabin crew is coming around. That's right, they're taking our headphones. So we have to connect to the other flight, except it's this flight.
It's the same flight.
So we still have to get off the plane.
For an hour and a half.
Here's what's
freeze in the airport.
Well, here's what's weird. The last time we were here, we had to get off the plane, and they confiscated, if we had a bottle of water with us, they took it away from us so that we wouldn't bring it onto the airplane that we had just gotten off of with the bottle of water. So it made no sense at all. So, this is what Stockholm holds for us, basically wandering around in a terminal, going through customs, and getting right back on the plane.
Having things destroyed.
So I got to carry my luggage out with me.
Yeah, you do.
Have a bunch of Swedes look at it, and then go back into the plane as if nothing happened.
They'll ask you all manner of questions about that luggage, too.
And next time you hear from us, you'll know what those questions were. So we made it to Stockholm. We're standing here in the place? We've got wooden floors, the waiting room. It's like a ghost town here.
Yeah.
Our final call is in like 10 minutes, but they made us go through all the security stuff, and they rifled through my bags, and I had to put them all back together. So that was a bit of a pain. And half the people that are on our plane seem to be missing, so we don't know what's going on with them.
But they'll probably show up eventually.
Eventually, yeah. And maybe we won't have to stay here for hours.
This is the quietest international airport ever.
I don't think this is really much of an airport. This is like a sort of an adjunct to the airport.
Yeah.
I mean, it's wooden floors. That's kind of weird in and of itself.
It's nice.
It's nice. No, yeah. I'll give you that. But it's just kind of weird and spooky.
Put a TV here, couch. It'd be very cozy.
There's no TV.
Yeah.
That is interesting. So, yeah, you know, you blew past the convenience store where you could have bought your reindeer meat. I know you were looking forward to that.
Yeah, well, I was worried about the... They kept announcing two or three times on the PA system. That was last call.
And here we are all locked in a room, and we can't even leave.
I mean, look at it outside. You think I want to be stuck here if I miss my connecting flight? All in the name of reindeer meat?
Well, you know, there are sacrifices to be made. It's a little cloudy out, but that's
about
it.
Yeah?
Yeah, a little bit cloudy.
Yeah, just a touch.
So not much of a visit to Stockholm this time. No. And the screaming kids have not let up for a second. It looks like they're continuing on to New York with us. It's been a lot of fun. But, you know, the funny thing is that we've done most of the flying, at least. And what usually was a big trip, like taking a trip to Europe, now seems like the short part.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, now's the fun part, actually.
What's fun about it?
Oh, we have a new crew and everything.
Okay, I guess it'll be more fun.
Yeah.
But will we be more fun?
Passengers?
We've been traveling now for like, what, 13 hours or so? I mean, how much fun can we possibly be?
Yeah, that's true.
Any plans for this next flight?
And
don't say sleep. That's so boring.
Well, I'm going to try again. It didn't work last time.
I'm going to try and crash the entertainment system a few more times and see what I can learn.
Things to watch.
Yeah, you know, they have the same episodes of TV shows. They only have like two episodes of The Simpsons and two episodes of Family Guy and three episodes of Malcolm in the Middle. And, you know, you kind of see it all after a while. So I might have to start watching some Bollywood stuff or something, which I'm fine with. I saw a French film, but it wasn't that good. I don't know. I guess I'll explore some more. Okay, back to the plane. Okay, we're still here in Stockholm. We're not yet on the plane. Our other friends from New York have joined us. What did we just go through?
Well, one of those brilliant feats of airport engineering whereby you get out of a secured area and wait in line again so you can go through a checkpoint and be let into a secured area.
Yeah. Yeah, I was searched more thoroughly here after getting off the plane than I was in any of the other places. Did you get searched well?
Oh, absolutely. They verified my liquids too, and then a third time, they said I had a switchblade, which was actually the antennas on a wireless access point, which, you know, I mean, they look so similar, so I could understand that conundrum.
How about you? Any troubles getting through?
Not much. We kind of sat in front of the airport drinking beer while we waited for the line. After that, I watched a lady... be deprived of about 4 pounds of baby food. That was pretty exciting.
Oh, that's going to make the babies happy on the next leg of the journey, isn't it?
Yeah, they're pretty
like, been screaming the whole time.
Yeah,
and, lucky in the back.
And the guy I beat at chess is here too.
Oh yeah, yes, I'm back.
He's too embarrassed to
do. No, well, I'm glad to see you made it all the way to Stockholm. And
no, I didn't throw myself out the window after that match. Yes.
It was exciting. It went on for a good hour. It killed some time.
It did kill a good hour. I'll definitely allow that one. But other than that, on my end, didn't get searched like a buddy over here, but on the other part...
I got searched.
Yeah, no, they actually took some locks out of my bag. They're like, this looks evil. Like something. I don't know.
God, I hate that kid.
Yeah, exactly.
That, and I'm not sure why, but they just rounded us all up so we could pretty much sit here and wait to board.
Yeah, they warned everybody, get in here quickly, final call.
Yeah, they announced like 2 or 3 times, last call. It'd be like having a snack right now or something.
Like, we haven't had enough snacks in the plane already.
No, we haven't. They starved me by the time we had that bogus dinner. I was absolutely famished.
Oh, I am so looking forward to more of this all the way back to New York City. What is it? Was 6 hours, 7 hours?
6 and a half, 7, yeah. Something like that.
It's funny, that used to seem like the long part of the journey. Now it's a short part.
Yeah.
And then we have to get on the trains on the way back, which are, even though we're on...
You guys live in Jersey. I have to go 3 hours on the train after I get off.
Yeah, well, no, these two over here have to go for another hour and a half or so.
Oh. Small children. They're... Well, hopefully they'll be compartmentalized and we'll won't hear from them again. But somehow I don't think that's going to happen.
I'll tell you what, the ones that were already on the plane are going to be exactly where they were because they didn't get off here. Yeah. So we're not going to improve very much.
And to make it even worse, the ones that were next to us screaming the whole way were behind me in line screaming and kicking. They were kicking too.
Yeah.
It was just so annoying. And now we got to like go through it all again.
Yep.
But it'll be over soon enough. Next time you hear from us, we should finally be airborne. Let's keep our fingers crossed. Who's tired? Anybody?
Yeah, me.
I'm a little tired. I'm not that tired, though.
I'm actually not that tired either.
You know, I like Sweden, but I'm sick of this place, so let's get out of here.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, once we actually got back onto the plane, they moved pretty fast and we took off, and now we're over Norway on the final leg of the voyage back home. And Mark, I know you've been in Sweden in the past.
Yeah.
I don't want to give the wrong impression of Sweden. It was rather unpleasant what we just went through, having to just stand around for no particular reason, but we've both been to Sweden and had good times, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I have had a lot of fun in Stockholm in the past, despite being very cold. The people are definitely really cool.
Not cold.
No, not at all.
Having just come from Malaysia, I know we both do a lot of traveling. How do you rank Malaysia insofar as the places that you've been to? Is it different than what you expected?
No, actually, I rate it pretty highly. I didn't really know what to expect, honestly. I was in Japan, but I was never really in Southeast Asia, per se. So that was my first experience with it in Malaysia. I definitely liked it a lot.
You're going to Brazil. When this is on the radio, I think you'll probably be in Brazil.
Yeah, actually, next week I'll be in Brazil. Primarily for vacation.
I've never been to Brazil. Now, what do you like about that country?
Oh, this, what's not to like?
I don't know. I've never been there.
It's always very favorable weather. It's got beautiful beaches, women, great food. Nothing to complain about most of the time. Except maybe traffic jams here and there in the city, but to be expected.
And what city do you go to usually?
I have the most friends in São Paulo, so I go there most often, and then from there, figure out where to go.
Cool. Traffic jams, of course, in Kuala Lumpur, we saw quite a few of those. Yeah. I think it's typical of a lot of countries. But Brazil is definitely on the list of places I'd like to go. Anywhere else that you'd like to go that you haven't been to yet?
Well, I mentioned to you before, I always thought it would be really interesting to go to Madagascar.
Madagascar, you heard it here. That's on the list of places to go. We're going to sit back for another hour, and we'll join you and give you an update as we move further to the east. I'm sorry, further to the west, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I got it wrong. No, I've been up for a day. Uh, All right, this is hour 17 of the trip, and I'm definitely feeling the effects of it. First time I'm really getting tired, but I'm determined to stay awake. How can anybody sleep in this kind of turbulence anyway? It's really unnerving. But I was just thinking that a couple of years ago, I did the round the world thing where I went by land and by sea, and it took me about 2 months. And here I am going to the west from Kuala Lumpur, all the way across Asia, all the way across Europe, all the way across the Atlantic Ocean, eventually landing in New York. And the whole thing is taking just about 24 hours. And it's kind of incredible how quickly things like that can happen, even though it really is taking a very long time at the same time. As we get jostled about somewhere over, I don't know exactly where we are, I don't have the map in front of me, but I think we're beyond Norway now, just to the north of Great Britain. And only a few hours to go, but it's going to be a tough few hours, as staying awake for even more length of time starts to take its effect. Watching an episode of Firefly now on the entertainment system, playing trivia, playing chess, looking for other interesting video games or activities to keep my mind going. Of course, they wander through here with food and drink and various other items every now and then. That sort of keeps me awake too. Determined to make it the whole rest of the way. I guess this is the low point where you feel like maybe you won't. And if I fall asleep, I will have failed. Actually, I don't even know what I'm talking about. I'm not trying to stay awake. I just do stay awake on airplanes. So I probably will continue to stay awake and hopefully be able to record something for the next hour, which will follow this one. Well, it's the 18th hour, and I think I'm even more tired than I was in the 17th hour. I guess I knew this was going to happen at some point, where basically it just feels like too much. Being up very late last night and having this very, very long trip and attempting to stay up. Debating, not attempting to stay up anymore, but of course I'm afraid that if I do fall asleep, I'll miss out on one of the hourly reports, which is so important to this particular program, as we trace hour by hour the trip from Kuala Lumpur to New York metropolitan area. Looks like most of the plane is asleep, even though it's afternoon. I guess a lot of these people have been traveling as far as I've been traveling. It really will knock you out quite a bit. But it's weird because I've been in this situation before. I stayed awake the whole trip over to Malaysia. And you go through these periods where you have a lot of energy being sucked out of you. You feel completely drained. And then something changes. You just kind of are walking around or reading something or just thinking. And all of a sudden you don't feel tired anymore. You get a second wind. Sometimes a cup of coffee helps, but other times it just happens. And I'm waiting for that to happen here, because we really are, well, not really in the home stretch. I keep seeing signs saying 6 hours more, which is a very, very long time. But we're certainly past the halfway point, and that's good. So, longest plane ride of my life, longest day of my life, continues as we move into the 19th hour. I guess that's getting close to the conclusion, since we're going for 24 hours. It feels so good to fall asleep tonight. See if this really was the Jack Bauer story. After 19 hours, he would have basically shot a whole lot of people, tortured a few, driven a stolen car to save someone in distress, jumped out of an airplane, taken a bunch of people hostage, but pretending to be a bad guy, but really being a good guy, run away from his bosses and start doing things on his own, and all sorts of other things, all within the space of the same amount of time that I've been traveling on this airplane. So I feel sort of like an underachiever because, well, I haven't done any of that. Basically just sat in a chair and talked on the microphone once an hour for a couple of minutes. So I think we each do what we can in different ways. And what I'm trying to do is basically just document what it's like to travel halfway around the world in a period of 24 hours. I'm getting a little bit more energy. Not quite sure why, and I also don't know if it's going to last. Walked around the airplane a little bit. Starting to run out of things to see on this entertainment system. They only have a couple episodes of each TV program, and they have a bunch of films, but that's a bit of a commitment to just do something for 2 hours straight. And the games are starting to get annoying, so it's amazing how quickly a really cool entertainment system can become really tired, and you start looking for other things to do. And nobody on this plane really seems to be doing anything. They're all kind of sleeping, and the shades are down. And I guess it'll stay that way until they wake us up to feed us again, which ought to be coming in the next hour or so. It would be nice if by the next hour they were feeding us. And that'll be it before we finally get home. All right, we've hit the 20th hour in the air, and I am definitely in need of some energy. Nothing has really changed on this plane since the last hour, other than me trying to escape into some videos and wake myself up. I hope that there's some activity soon. Mark has been asleep for the last few hours. I don't think he's going to be hearing much from him for a little while. I know the second wind is going to come. We only have 3 hours and 43 minutes until we arrive. So there are only 5 segments left, counting this one. After this one, there's only 4 segments left. So obviously, if this was a hit television program, this would be part of the climax. This would be the most exciting moment that you could listen to. But, of course, it's not a TV program, it's a radio program, and I don't think the excitement is being conveyed quite the way I wish it to be through my voice. But something like this certainly teaches you a lot of things. It's sort of like meditating. If, you can somehow train yourself to do this sort of a thing, stay up throughout it, prepare for it, and do as I'm doing, breaking every hour to give 2-minute updates. It's kind of soothing in a way. Yeah, it's very soothing. I fear that the end of the program will go out with a whimper and not a bang unless I really get a serious second wind. Keep in mind, I've been up for a very long time. And I didn't get much sleep last night either, so it's different. By the next hour, I'm sure this plane will have woken up, and hopefully I will have woken up too. Hour 21. I don't think I've ever been so tired in my entire life. In fact, I fell asleep for a little while, a few seconds, minutes, not sure exactly what. But just woke up with a very strange feeling, wondering where I was and what the noise was. You know, I don't think I can get the sound of babies crying out of my ears for quite some time. It was interesting. When I came over to Malaysia, actually this happened, I believe, at the stopover in Stockholm. I felt the movement of the airplane long after I had gotten off of it. And this lasted for quite some time, a few hours. It reminded me of the time I went to Osaka in Japan, and I had gone there by boat from China, and for days afterwards I felt the swaying of a boat whenever I walked down the street. It was a bit frightening because it felt like it would never go away. Well, this is certainly dragging on, as I knew it would. I just don't think I expected to be hit this hard by how tired you get after traveling for nearly a day. 21 hours on the plane, only 3 to go. And I guess we've reached kind of the culmination. I expect changes in the next hour. I expect them to wake us up, maybe bring some light in, feed us something. I just hope I have the energy to make it to the end and make it beyond the end, because I still have to use land transportation to get home. The fun continues. So, Mark, you've had a nice sleep for the last few hours.
I don't know if I'd call it nice, but it was some sleep.
Well, I tried to stay awake and failed, and I don't think I've ever been so tired. I just kept drifting off for seconds at a time. But I've gotten my second wind. I'm happy to say that as they've turned the lights on and starting to serve us food now, I feel like I can make it the last couple hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to wake up, actually.
Yeah, well, I think we're just about 2 hours away from our final destination. Well, not final destination, the plane's final destination. Yeah. We still have a ways to go after that, but the main bulk of it will be done, I guess.
The one thing I think we need to talk to Malaysian Airlines about is to have flights in JFK. It would make life a lot easier.
Well, for you, maybe. I mean, if they flew to MacArthur, it would make my life really easy, too. But if I had to wish for anything, I think I'd wish for more space. Because, seriously, you just cannot move in these little tiny seats. I dropped something a little while ago. I had to perform all sorts of acrobatics to figure out what it was and pick it up. And it should be good to get off this plane and out of an airport terminal and actually be walking around in civilization under the sky and things like that, where cars drive on the right-hand side of the road. It's going to be a wild and wacky experience.
Also, not to have this cabin pressure pressing on my head. I have migraine headaches all the time.
Screaming babies, don't forget them.
Yeah, that helps also.
There's so many people to thank, so many things to remember. The air pressure, as you say, the screaming babies, the people who emit odors that sit near you. We could just go on and on all night long.
It's true.
But as we are running very short on time and only a couple of segments left as this program reaches its climactic stage and ensuing conclusion, all we have to say is that this is the 22nd hour. We have 2 more hours to go in this special 24-hour show. See you in 1 hour. Well, something very interesting has happened in the last hour. This is the 23rd hour of our adventure. Do you know what that is, Mark?
We've reached darkness.
Yeah, for the first time today, the sun has come down. And we've been traveling for almost exactly 24 hours now. We have one segment to go after this, and that will presumably be on the ground. So this is actually the last segment that will be in the air. So I guess it's kind of historic. It's not exactly the excitement that you'd get from Jack Bauer in 24 saving the world, but in a sense, we are kind of changing. We're different people than when we started. We have lived out an adventure of sorts, and it's just too damn bad if you can't see that yourself and feel it, the excitement that we felt, because, boy, it's been one heck of a trip.
Absolutely.
Considering how far we've gone halfway around the globe, and it's all in one day, but we've compacted it into 1 hour. I don't know how it's going to sound when we put it all together, but it should be unique.
I'm curious, actually, to hear what it sounds like.
Well, maybe I'll get you a copy.
That would be nice.
So any thoughts on the airplane as we start our descent, I guess? I think we're starting at the 32nd.
Yeah, I feel it now.
Yeah.
Well, the dinner was good. I actually don't think twice about airplane food, but...
I wish you'd stop rubbing that in, because I got the other dish, and it wasn't so good.
Oh, yeah, you should have got the beef dish.
Well, if they had said that was the good one and the other one wasn't, I would have gotten it.
Yeah, well, sometimes you just luck out. That's how it is.
That's how it is, all right. Luck of the draw. But, you know, the thing is, I was so tired a couple of hours ago, and now I'm, like, wide awake and energetic, and I can actually deal with the Long Island Railroad and that massive train ride I still have to take. So I guess there's a lesson to be learned in there somewhere, and our listeners are welcome to write in and tell me what it might be, because I have no clue. otw@2600.com, of course, is our address. As I said, we are starting our descent into Newark. We started almost 24 hours ago from Kuala Lumpur, and the next and final segment you hear will be the epilogue to this exciting adventure series that has taken place over the course of 24 hours, with about 2 minutes and 15 seconds for each hour. You know, I think the show 24 might do better if it went that format, but who am I to say? See you on the ground. Well, the adventure is over. We've arrived at Newark. We've safely made it through customs. We're now on the monorail heading to the train station. So you'll probably hear the annoying computerized voice giving announcements every few seconds. Mark, it was a fun adventure, but now it's over.
Well, actually, this is still part of the adventure.
That's
not
true.
We're not really home yet.
Yeah, we never know about these trains.
Yeah. We are approaching the station.
All right, well, that's good to know, because we couldn't have possibly figured that out on our own.
No, absolutely not. Is this the station?
I have no idea.
It must be.
It must be, yeah.
It could be anything, really.
Yeah.
He'll also tell us that the doors are closing, which is very handy information.
And to hold on.
The train is now moving.
Yeah. All sorts of useful info.
That we could never figure out on our own. Along with bing bongs.
Please stand clear. The doors are closing. The train is departing. Please hold on while the train is moving.
We're back in America now, finally, and...
The next stop is Station E4. Air train parking garage, valet parking, and hotel courtesy vehicles. Please hold on while the train is moving.
One thing I like... Well, we're sitting down, so we don't have to hold on. One thing I like to say when I'm in these trains in a rather loud voice is, there's nobody driving! Because it's true. There is nobody driving this thing. It's just moving on its own somehow. It's magical and wondrous.
You also get your own personal compartment.
Well, not always. Sometimes people barge their way in here.
Yeah. Well, standing room, yeah.
Yeah, so, but we do have our own personal compartment for the moment. So just to sum up, it was a great trip. We had a lot of fun, met a lot of cool people, saw another part of the world that we weren't familiar with, and had a 24-hour adventure on the way home, which I think Jack Bauer would be envious of. I'm sure we may not have blown up any cars or shot people or run away from terrorists or things like that. But in a sense, I think we had more of an adventure because, well, we were just up there in the sky for 24 hours flying and sitting in chairs and trying to figure out how to make do with no space at all. And I think that might be something that people can identify with a little more than what Jack Bauer does. But who am I to judge?
We are approaching the station.
So, yes, the adventure is over. And that's it for this special 24-hour edition of Off the Wall. However, on a somewhat ominous note, there is a hint of a sequel to this. As I am now told, I must report to the countries of Austria and Italy in the next couple of weeks. So who knows what you will be hearing on the next edition of Off the Wall.